Marriage problems often feel simple in the heat of the moment. It is the money. It is the dishes. It is the in-laws. It is sex. It is communication. It is your attitude. But many marriage conflicts are not simple. They are layered. A fight about one thing is often carrying many things underneath it. A couple may argue about the dishwasher, but the real issue may be exhaustion, resentment, feeling unseen, old family patterns, unspoken expectations, or the fear that I am carrying this marriage alone. This is why Christian marriage growth requires whole marriage discernment. Discernment means slowing down before reacting. It means asking, Lord, what is really happening here? It means refusing to reduce your spouse to one failure, one mood, one habit, or one frustrating moment. Your spouse is an embodied soul. You are an embodied soul. That means your marriage includes spiritual life, physical life, emotional patterns, family history, habits, words, money, time, sexuality, friendship, mission, wounds, and hope. When a husband and wife only see one layer, they often fight the wrong battle. For example, a wife may say, "You never listen to me." Her husband may defend himself by saying, "I heard every word you said." But the deeper issue may not be hearing words. It may be that she does not feel emotionally received. A husband may say, "You are always criticizing me." His wife may answer, "I am just trying to help." But the deeper issue may be that he carries shame from earlier failures, and her tone touches a wound she did not know was there. Seeing the whole marriage does not excuse sin. It does not deny responsibility. It does not turn every conflict into psychology, but it does help couples become wise. James 1:19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." That is marriage discernment. Slow down, listen longer, ask better questions, look beneath the surface. A covenant couple learns to say, "We are not enemies. We are one flesh trying to understand what is happening between us." This does not mean every conversation becomes long and heavy. Sometimes the answer really is simple. Apologize. Take out the trash. Pay the bill. Keep your promise. Tell the truth. But many times, the Holy Spirit invites a couple to see more clearly. What is spiritual here? What is emotional? What is physical? What is practical? What is old family history? What is fear? What is sin? What is wisdom? What needs repentance? What needs comfort? A growing marriage is not a marriage without problems. It is a marriage where both husband and wife learn to discern problems with humility, patience, courage, and covenant love.